This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by one of the most brilliant physicians, one of the most principled physicians, and one of the most interesting physicians that I ever get a chance to visit with. We're joined today by Dr. Ian Jasanoff. And Dr. Jasanoff has everything that one could have in a leader other than a fantastic tennis serve, which I know he is working on. Ian, Dr. Jasanoff, can you take a moment to introduce yourself and tell the audience a little about what you do, and particularly some of your efforts around health equity, which have been fantastic to watch?
Yeah, so like Scott said, I'm Dr. Ian Jasanoff, the Chief Medical Officer for Miles Square Health Center, UI Health. We are the FQHC division of the University of Illinois. UI Health is the healthcare division, and it's our goal and mission to improve health equity with regard to the areas of our communities which are most impacted by poor health outcomes. And we are ever growing. More importantly, is we have the only de facto urgent care in the IMD, which is an amazing journey that we've been on for the last several years.
Got it. And what are you most, what are the trends you're watching? What are you most focused on today, Ian?
So a couple of things. Number one, recruitment. We've expanded so much that we have a number of positions open for site directors and also for our standard MD, DO type positions to provide primary care. Also, we've embarked on the journey of clinical integration, for which we've just received multiple HRSAS awards, badges. Also, we received PCMH designation this past year for the entire enterprise. And now we're going to be working on improving our HEDIS outcomes. So HRSA, which is a big funder for Miles Square, has been most impressed with regard to our health outcomes.
And what drives the success of the health outcomes? What is driving that ability to create better outcomes in a challenging community?
So a couple of things. Clearly, in my opinion, the way to go with regard to quality outcomes is by the concept of clinical integration. And my prior career at Advocate Healthcare, I grew up there. They were the leaders and grandfathers of clinical integration. I brought that same knowledge base here to Miles Square, and we're able to have just multiple ongoing educational series of discussions with our providers to understand current evidence-based medicine, current guidelines. Also equally important is how one documents for data mining to make sure that we're doing the right thing by our patients. I know it's a rather challenging aspect of healthcare to input the various data into our EMRs, but we have really been using a very nice pathway of education. Also, we've been working with the Epic team here at UI Health to help us streamline our data inputting when we see a patient encounter as well.
Thank you. And what's the future of what you're doing? What's your future? What are your plans for the next 10 years? What do you look at doing? Because you've done so many interesting things. You've got a constantly active imagination and tremendous energy. What does the next 5-10 years look like for yourself as a leader?
Well, always for me personally, it's always growth. It's just the way I'm built. But with regard to the enterprise, I mean, the reality is I hope to retire here at UI Health. And the reason why is because I've very much enjoyed my mission and vision personally has been to help those in need in the FQHC world. I want to continue our fine recruitment, continue our journey with regard to improvements to at least meet or succeed national benchmarks with regard to our various items we have to submit to HRSA every year through what is called UDS, Uniform Data Set. And we're looking to expand as well, additional urgent care centers in Rockford. We hope that the mayor will hopefully help fund us a major expansion to the Austin neighborhood. So for me, it's the continued growth of our enterprise. Also, ensure that we have good financial oversight of what we do as well is very important.
Thank you. And you've got this constant, tremendous energy and motivation for as long as I've known you, which has been several years now. What do you attribute that to? How do you maintain that? Because that's part of the secret sauce that we're looking for, is to maintain our own professional and personal passion. How do you look at that?
You know, Scott, that's a great question. And a lot of people ask the same exact question. It's the way I'm built. I only know how to work in this capacity. I know I'm very high energy. I know other folks have told me I'm very high energy, but I very much enjoy having the marriage of being a clinician and also having good business acumen to help drive that side of the business portion of healthcare. So it's just, it's the way I'm built. I can't turn it off. It's what it is.
But isn't that a great thing? And how do you sort of like, I mean, obviously there's pluses and minuses to having so much energy, but how do you encourage your children, others to pursue that type of drive and vision? And you do this beautiful job of, I always talk about people being not busy, busy, or busy with purpose. You're one of the people to me that embodies busy with purpose, busy with a mission. I mean, so many guys in your position would be out just trying to maximize their earning potential. And I know you do well, and I'm sure you do very well, but you also spend such an amount of time trying to impact communities where the financial rewards may not be there, but the passion is taken care of, where you're really, it makes you a very whole person. How do you sort of build that into younger leaders or your children and so forth? How do you encourage that?
Yeah, so a couple of things that people need to understand. FQHC, we work for the university, work for the state. It does not mean in any capacity that we have a free rein with regard to finances, an open checkbook, and not in any capacity. We still have to maintain budget. We still have to fall under the umbrella of the university. So folks need to really understand that. But as far as balance, now for me, being in the C-suite, it never really turns off. And I do the best that I can personally to be able to have the balance of family life, enjoying my son, who's now a freshman baseball player at Deerfield High School, doing a phenomenal job there. So for me, a couple of things is going to be very important. I learned this from the CEO of Avenue Healthcare, Jim Skogsberg. Surround yourself with the best people. And I've been able to do that with regard to our various site leaders, our site directors, our division directors, and then the Steve Jobs approach. Let them do their job. Move out of your way. Let them do their job with the best that they can do, because you've hired them to do a divisional directorship role or site directorship role. Trust. I do not micromanage in any capacity, but I let the teams function at their high level. And also using the concept of managing up is very, very good. And for me, it's worked quite well. And more importantly is you got to have fun as well. Can't get burnt out. And also, which I've been very blessed with this as well, our C-suite people here at Miles Square, we've got the best team. My partner, who is the COO, Phyllis Grice, she and I are a phenomenal duo together. We worked hand in glove together every day. And that really has been a very wonderful part of my position here. And I've really enjoyed that aspect of my career here.
Thank you. Take a moment on Jim Skogsberg, because Jim is a fascinating leader and deserves a shout out. And take one moment on this, because Jim embodied exactly what we talk about in you, being a great leader, but also being mission-driven in a way that I almost viewed as unusual before. That type of mission drive and trying to do the right thing was as much, you know, part of the public landscape. Jim was way out in front and just acting that way to everybody. Any thoughts on Jim Skogsberg as a role model?
I mean, look, the reality is my first major part of my career was advocate of healthcare. I tell folks oftentimes, and I saw Jim and Bill Centulli, we both received various awards this past year through ACHE. So from him, I was a very good student of advocate healthcare. I sat next to these individuals. I learned, I listened, asked a lot of questions, and took that source of knowledge. I was able to bring that here to UI Health. And that's probably one of the reasons why they did hire me in terms of my skill set. But I was a really good student in terms of my early learning career days with regard to my role in advocate healthcare. And I continue to grow and look at other people. I look at my CEO, Mr. Henry Taylor. and the other folks here at UI Health, such as the vice chancellor, who's an amazing guy, Dr. Robert Barish. So I look at all these gentlemen, what they do and how they conduct themselves and their view of the landscape, and I listen a lot.
Phenomenal. Dr. Jastrow, anything else you want to share today? And is your son likely to end up being a major leaguer, or does he have to make sure he does accounting, law, medicine, something else as well, just as a backup choice? What do you see there? Do you see major leagues, or do you see maybe a profession just in case?
So he's a phenomenal shortstop, got great hands, very whippy arm. If you ask him on a daily basis, he'll say, he calls him my father, I'm going to go to ASU because that's where Rizzo went from the Cubs for his college. So he thinks, he lives and dreams baseball. I helped him develop that to a certain extent. Now he's doing a phenomenal job with travel team, and Deerfield is developing him further. I will carry his bags for him wherever we need to. So God willing, he gets on that pathway of success.
But would you tell him to trust but verify and also get an education too? Or is it all in on baseball for this doctor's son?
No, he needs to get a good education. He's still undecided as far as what he wants to do. And we keep probing him, but he's still, you know, a 15-year-old young man that still is learning to see the world. So one day it will come to him.
So thank you so much. Dr. Jastrow, it's always a great pleasure to visit with you. Just the best. I enjoy it so much. Thank you for the work that you do. It's literally remarkable. And good luck to the future Derek Jeter, the future Alex Rodriguez, the future Fergie Jenkins that you're raising, whoever it might be. Congratulations. Just fantastic. But have them get a law degree just in case, too. Or a medical degree.
We keep promoting that. And of course, my third daughter, who's in U of I, we keep pushing the law degree issue. She's a junior right now, studying in Rome. She keeps rejecting that idea, but we will keep twisting her arm. But Scott, I want to give you kudos as well. What you've done with regard to Becker's Hasper Review and the various conferences you put on, it truly is second to none. And it promotes all the news you can get with regard to healthcare. And more importantly, is you bring in the phenomenal guest speakers, which are second to none.
Well, we enjoy it tremendously. Congratulations on your daughter at the U of I as well. The next podcast, or you have to do it right now. If you've got a third one, you have to talk about that one right now for a moment too. So that one, daughter or son, doesn't feel like they were ripped off, like they weren't counted by their father. So tell us, we've got a baseball player. We've got one studying in Rome that goes to U of I, the Fighting Illini, where I went to undergraduate school, one of the great schools in the nation, one of the great state schools. Tell us about the third child very quickly.
So daughter number three is at U of I, son's number four, and we got two older children. Number one works on compliance with regard to the pharmacology world. Number three works in the industry of marketing and does a phenomenal job. Newly married as well to a great guy who works for Amazon. So all two children that have done with college, very successful financially, have met wonderful boyfriends or spouses. And number three is to see what happens with her. But I look forward to her next chapter of her life.
Phenomenal. So far, four for four, you'd be in the Major League Hall of Fame of parenting if they had one. Fantastic. You and your spouse would. Ian, thank you so much for joining us today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. It's always great to visit with you. Thank you very much.
God, and one more thing, my wife, she's the phenomenal who helped us get through all this as well.
No, we all know. I think it almost goes without saying that's where the credit goes to. But congratulations to her and you on raising four tremendous kids. Everything else is secondary. Fantastic work, Guy. Thank you so
Thank
much
you,
for
Scott.
joining us.
God bless you. Bye-bye.